Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for October 17, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH.
I'm going to tone down the volume over there.
This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, who is with us this week for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I couldn't think of one this week, so this is going to be another open mic net. Anything that's on your mind is fair game. I think everyone I see on the dashboard here is a regular, and you know, I do not see TMR gateway, the NB0X-L gateway, so I wonder what's up with that. So anyway, it's just us chickens here, so I think you know how we do this net. I don't need to explain it. So I'm going to run down the list here and tell you who I see: VK6BQQ, VE7KI, and KD9NDJ. And now, this may be a short, fast net here. We'll see what happens. But if somehow there are stations that I did not identify, please come forward now with your call sign. Right, I wasn't really expecting to hear anything, but had to do it. So let me go down my list here. I think this is kind of a last in, first out thing. So VK6BQQ, hi Reg.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Well, a good morning from West Australia. Your evening, my morning. Time travel at its best. Yeah, I see the NB0X is absent. I'm not sure what's happened there. He was on my net Saturday or Friday night, but I don't see it on there anymore. Anyway, all good. Yeah, I was just scouting through some of the Echolink conferences, and I saw a node in there. I kind of thought all amateurs were the same. We're all licensed, and it's not a gender thing, but I see on one of the messages there it's for YLs only. I thought, what's going on here? Are we getting separated or what?
You're only just now noticing that? I mean, that's not a new thing. And the simple answer is that YLs are kind of shy sometimes around OMs. And so sometimes they have to say, hey, this is a girls' night out. This is just for us. And then they can open up and actually, have fun. So don't take it as an insult or anything. It's all good. It's all good.
No, I thought we were all getting separated. No, it's the first time I'd seen it on the text messaging. But anyway, I guess things are changing, you know. And, NB0X, I'm not sure what's happened to him. Have you ever made contact with that fella?
No. His email address at ARRL.net no longer works. I don't know if that's because he is no longer a member or the email address that he had set up is no longer valid. I've Googled him and looked for an alternative email address, and I have not found one that works. So I have no idea what's going on with Matthew. So if anyone does discover some way to contact him, I would appreciate a word on that. So, but I don't think that's really going to happen. So, yeah. All right, back to you there, Reg, if you have anything else.
No, nothing else this morning. I was quite pleased to see Michael in here this morning. So apparently he's out walking, and he's mobile walking. But he'll be back with us, he says. All is good, Wayne. Good to hear you in here, sir.
Well, next on my list is Michael, the E7KI.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. AB9FK, Victor Echo 7, Kilo India. We have to walk between outbuildings here, and I don't want to try and talk and stumble my way through here with my iPad. Things worth over $2,000. I don't want to drop it on a rock, so that's where I did get back to where my computer is. I can't sit in the RV, caravan, whatever your deal is, whatever you call it, and be on the internet. The system here isn't strong enough to go from the building that I'm in to that particular one. We'll fix that in short time, either by moving the router in here, wireless router, or by attaching to it an outdoor system. Yeah, Reg, one of the things that one of the biggest amateur radio club for ladies is ALARA, and that's Australian Amateur Radio. Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association. It's been around since the mid-70s. It's been around a long time. That's in Australia. They have their own Echolink conference as well. And it's a YL conference. And in British Columbia or Western provinces, we have YL Radio, which also has an HF net. Some of the ladies on there have been around since doing work in the Second World War, so they're getting up in age, and they have an HF YL net here in British Columbia. They allow participation, and ALARA will too as well, but it's intended to be a young ladies' net. And I don't mind. They have things to talk about that I don't really want to hear. And I don't know, Reg, if you've noticed. Let me break. I don't think there's anybody else attached here, and this conference has no timeout. So I don't know if anyone's noticed, but when ladies get involved in men's stuff, some men are very, very violent. You see it in gaming, you see it everywhere, and they think that that ladies don't belong, and all it takes is one or two of them to become extremely aggressive towards the people that are there. It happens on the radio, it happens everywhere, and of course the 40 or 50 that are listening, just step back and listen, and don't do anything to stop it. So that's one of the reasons they have to have that place, Ridge, V7KI.
Right. Okay, thank you, Michael. Let me pass it back to Reg real quick to see if he has something to say.
VK6PQQ returning. No, I've seen this before. I just thought I'd bring it up, see what the comments were. Now, we've had a couple of ladies out from the east side of Australia here check into our nets Friday, and one of them's an aviator. So it's all good. They can do what they want, and hey, we'll do what we want.
Indeed. And, you know, just because they have a girl's net doesn't mean that they hate men. You know, it's just, you know, they want to have their thing, and just like we have our thing, you know, the man cave, you know, that kind of, anyhow. But let's move along. KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ. Good to hear you, boys. Good to hear you too, Reg. It's a great topic. It sort of knocked out of my mind the topic I had sort of thought of getting into. But I routinely do a net that's given on Saturday nights on Echolink. No, not Echolink. Pardon me. D-Star by KC5SAM, who is Virginia Oliver in Frontenac, Minnesota, and she's been a ham for quite a while, and she does a great net, sort of a how-to, and because she's a proficient CWer, she Her protocol is excellent, and I've learned a lot from her, and I enjoy her net very much. And, of course, my wife, KD9OVW, is a tech and makes noises from time to time about generaling up. And it's interesting. I understand the male aggression, I guess. But I think amateur radio should be open to all. And youngsters and women should be definitely encouraged. And that's the way it is. I'll come back if I feel like it. But back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Is Dell within earshot? Is he here? Is she hearing us? Would she like? Do you think that she would like to come in and join us?
She mentions it from time to time, but one feature of having a XYL that's a ham is that I do better if I don't push something. And I've mentioned Echo Link. And I've got it running on a computer she has access to, but my rule of thumb is that unless she actually gets a bee in her bonnet and wants to pick it up, she's not really a big fan of Echolink for some reason. That might be because she hasn't gotten into a rag chewy net. She likes the rag chews way better than the traffic nets, that's for sure. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ.
Well, we try to be sort of a middle ground between traffic, which is like discussions of a topic, and rag chew, which is kind of like just chatting in general. So anyway, I thought that maybe she was, I guess she's not down in the basement there where she can hear what you're doing there. So maybe in the future we can get her on here. So I think I've given everybody a chance, and it's probably time for me to open up and see if somehow there's any new stations out there. So real quick, do we have any new check-ins? Right, didn't think so. So I guess it's time to go around for a second round. If anyone has anything to add to what they have said previously, please call now.
Well, this is KD9NDJ. I'll take a second round.
Okay, you have the floor, Ken. Go ahead.
Also, I see that Robert in Sydney, VK2DY, has popped in. Perhaps you should call on him, and I'll come back after that.
Okay. Good timing there. So, now he's probably listening to the message that talks about the Friday night net, so I'm going to drag my feet a little bit before I put him on the spot. So you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That should be enough. So VK2DY, I think let me back up and say that we do not have a topic this week, not a prescribed or preordained topic, but I think what we kind of picked up in the course of the net is when YLs want to have a YL-only net, is that a good thing or a bad thing or a neutral thing or no opinion or, you know, so that's kind of what we have talked about so far. So VK2DY, Robert, welcome back to the net.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Hilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Just got home from shopping and am about to unload the car. And then I remembered that your net's probably on an 11 now. I keep getting confused. We sprang forward 2 weeks ago, and I've been confused ever since then. So we're on daylight savings time now until April. But at any rate, it is what it is. We had three beautiful spring days here in a row, highs in the mid-20s. Lows in the upper teens, just absolutely gorgeous days. And today we're back to overcast and cold again. It's about 16 Celsius, overcast, raining on and off. Just a miserable spring here, except for 3 days. Unfortunately, people down in Victoria had it really bad. They got flooded. They got what we got a few months ago. Cities, the whole suburbs underwater and just a mess. I guess all things considered, we're lucky this time around up here in New South Wales. As to the question, I think it's a good thing. I think, you know, we need to encourage YLs in this hobby, and if having a net that is YL only helps encourage them, then I think that's a good thing. This is a pretty male hobby, so anything we can do to encourage YLs to get involved is a good thing. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yes, that's kind of where I'm coming from on that. I don't think it's a really big controversy here, but it's just in the absence of any other topic this week, that's kind of what has surfaced. So, let's see. Ken, did you want to continue?
Yeah, KD9NDJ here with a swerve. I have a friend in the Kansas City, Missouri and metropolitan area who has a garage full of 45 RPM singles, and we've been talking for a while about ways to spin them without actually, you know, sticking one on a turntable one at a time. So we're talking changers. And lately, he got an RCA EY2 45 RPM record player, which is to say it has an amplifier built into it, at a junk shop for $21, and he dropped it off here for restoration. And I'll pause and see if that lights up anybody's tree. This is 89NDJ.
Okay, all right, open mic here for anyone who wants to reply, although I see that the Ham Conference has joined us, so perhaps before we take any replies on, well, they're going to be hearing perhaps the preamble there. So let's see, does anyone want to reply to Ken right now? Go ahead.
VK6PQQ, maybe for the 45s, if you find one of those jukeboxes that they used to have back in the 50s and 60s, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I think those things are kind of few and far between and probably expensive if you can find one that works. But he's got a record player, so he doesn't really need a new piece of hardware. He probably is looking for advice on how to refurbish the one thing that he's got there. Let me pass it back to you, Reg.
Well, you know, back in the day when 45s and vinyls, the 78s and so on and so forth, we didn't think much of it, but we did have quite a selection. And I was into skeet shooting. And, if you throw one of those 45s in the air and try and hit it with a shotgun, well, sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't. But we had a lot of fun doing it. I regret doing it now because, they're probably worth some money. But back in the day when they were plentiful, we used them for clay pigeons.
Ah, yeah. That's pretty sad. And let me acknowledge that I see that DK3HJQ has joined us. So momentarily, I'm going to recap the opening of the net here for the newcomer. But let me pass it back to Ken to see if he has a reply for what Reg said.
target practice, I would think, would be more fun with a shellac or whatever the heck they were made of, 78. But yeah, sure, shoot them up. These are not, the records in Phil's garage are just junk records. I mean, they're not better than any thing you could get in a junk shop. He just has so many, he wants to spin them. And, you know, he's probably a little like me. Bad songs say so much, so it's just fun to listen to them. Anyway, I restored his unit and sent it back to him. That's the technical part. It's a fascinating mechanism, and it's the usual three tubes where the filaments add up to the line voltage almost as a resistor to take up the slack. Anyway, it was a fun restoration, and I love doing that kind of thing. Okay, anyway, back to the net. Let's see what the rest of the gang's got to say, or check them in, Wayne. This is KD9 NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. So, for the newcomers, let me come back here and recap the opening. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 17th of October, 2022. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I am AB9FJ, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And we didn't start out with a topic of the week. It was kind of an open mic, but two topics have arisen during our discussion so far. The first one was, what do you think about YL-only ham radio events, like NET, for example, or club? And is that a good thing, a bad thing? Are you kind of neutral, no opinion? Okay. The second topic that has kind of arisen is 45 RPM records. And I guess that probably, I think vinyl, you know, 33 and a thirds and 78, you know, those are probably also allied topics there. So those are the two subjects that we've been talking about so far. So let me acknowledge that I see my eyes. I got to get my magnifying out here. So I see VK3HJQ, and I see the HAM conference. So let me first call on VK3HJQ. John, welcome back to our little net here.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne from VK3HJQ. Sounds like you're on RF, but it looks like you're on a mobile phone, so I don't know why it's so hissy. Anyway, it is what it is, I suppose. What was the question? YL-only nets. Yeah, well, there's a heap of them, actually, which is probably a good thing, because it keeps all the, you know, the blokes out of it. we have an ALARA conference here in Australia, but they have YL-only nets, and I've checked in there a few times. And, well, they let me in under sufferance the first couple of goes. And they said, it's a YL-only net, John. You shouldn't be checking in. And I said, oh, that's a bit, what is it? Sexist? I was going to say racist, but got nothing to do with race, has it? Big sexist? I said, usually it's the other way around. Anyway, they let me in a few times, and that was about it. But I think they didn't want all the blokes checking in, otherwise they'd be there for 2 days taking all the check-ins, because all the blokes want to talk to the girls. And what's the other thing about 45s? My dad had a stack of old records. I think the little ones are 45s, and we had some with this dirty great hole in the middle, and we had to put this plastic adapter in it so that it fit over the spindle. I don't know what that was all about. So I think some of the records you got were from overseas. And the 45s, and even the 33 and a thirds, had these dirty great holes in the center. And like I said, we had this little plastic adapter you put in so that it obviously sit on the spindle. So people might, somebody might be able to tell me why it had a dirty great hole in the middle, not just a little tiny one to fit over the, you know, the little spindly thing that makes it spin around. Have I got a record player here? Yeah, I have. Mine's got I got a really fancy one. It's actually got a strobe on it. So you can actually set the speed, so the thing strobes against the outside, has these little indentations on the actual dish, or the platter I suppose it's called, and you basically adjust the, you can adjust the RPM until the top and the bottom indicators line up when it's strobing against it. Very, very tricky. Of course it has, you know, the weight and balance, so you can set the weight on the head and the balance, all that sort of stuff that you used to do years ago, but I think we dumped all those in the rubbish bin. So I still have a record player there. I don't really have any records to play on it. Anyway, thanks, Wayne, before I climb everything out. Big address, JQ.
Okay, well, I'll try to address some of those things that you mentioned, and I hope you can hear me better now. I haven't changed anything on my end here, but anyway. You know, the 45 RPM format, as I recall, was championed by RCA, and the 33 and a third was championed by Columbia. And so we've got kind of a a VHS versus Betamax war going on here. So there were probably some deliberate attempts to make them incompatible with each other, right? So, yeah, the 45 is the one that has the big hole, and the 33 is like the 78. It has the narrow hole. So there you go. I'm trying to remember if there's something else you mentioned in there. Well, I will say that just recently, there's a podcast that I like called Stuff You Should Know, S-Y-S-K. You can Google it and find out how to listen to some of their shows. And anyway, one of the recent shows was about vinyl, and it's kind of a misnomer because it's really about all audio recording. They start out back in the day of when some guy in the 1800s was scratching a needle across a piece of tinfoil to record audio signals on it. And then they progress all the way up to today. And they had a lot of nice little trivia about the people and the issues and so forth involved over time, you know, like the introduction of stereo and, you know, all kinds of things going on. But it's a fascinating subject, and if you like it, you know, there's plenty of things out there. You can probably Google it. You can go on YouTube. Lots of videos on YouTube. So let me take a look at the dashboard. I don't see any new call signs. Let me pass it back real quick to John to see if he has a retort from what I just said.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Yeah, I forgot about 78s. So what you're saying was that all the 45s have the large hole in them. Was that correct?
Yes, as far as I know, only the 45s have the large hole.
Yeah, okie dokie. I couldn't remember. I remember we had an old battery record player that my dad had, and it had a little plastic insert up the top, and I couldn't figure out why some of them had this big hole and some had the little hole. We had the little adapter had the stick in the top of it. Obviously, what you're saying, the old Beta and VHS drama all over again. Anyway, Wayne, thanks for taking my check-in, and thanks, Michael, for reminding me that was a net on the... We had the SCARS net running, and it just finished, so then we I connected up ham to here as well, so all good. Back to net control, Vic at Trades JQ.
Okay, yeah, well, thanks, and welcome back, John. I haven't heard from you in a while. And I just noticed that we have a new station on my dashboard here, Victor Kilo 4 Delta Golf Mike. So you just popped in there, so I think you might still be listening to the Echolink welcome message there. So I'm going to drag my feet a little bit, and then I'm going to come, because I do not recognize your call sign, I'm assuming that you're a new listener or a new check-in here. And so I'm going to recap that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. But what you need to know is that it is a public access Unix system. You can go to sdf.org with your web browser and find out more about it and sign up for a free account and do all kinds of cool stuff with it. And we have our own little amateur radio club, and we have this net every week at 0 hour Monday, Zulu, that's UTC time. And that's what we're doing right now. We're halfway through the net here, actually probably closer to the end of the net here. I wasn't expecting it to last more than 30 minutes. So that's the welcome to Daryl, VK4DGM. And I also have the Ham Conference in here, and they've been patiently listening to us, and it's probably time for me to open up and call for any stations on the Ham Conference who would like to check in. Please come forward now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard from the Ham Conference, so let's go to VK4DGM.
Yeah, AB9FJ, this is VK4DGM returning, and good evening to you there, Wayne. Yes, I have listened to your net a few times on and off, so. And John, VK43HAQ, yeah, the SEQ was rebooted. Dave was resetting everything, so it should be back all on connections now. So it's looking a bit better. It was getting a few build-ups in it, but never mind. Yeah, okay, and okay on your your website there too, Wayne. I'll check that out and have a look at that there. Yeah, we're about 21 miles south of Brisbane here in the Ipswich Shire here, and yeah, we're just having a look around on the Echolink conferences, see what's happening around, and all good. See how we go. But, yeah, we had a good weekend here with Joda. We did the Joda here. We had about 40 odd scouts and about 10 Joeys come through. So they enjoyed the day and evening there. We got them in having a go at a bit of CW and. A few other connections, so all good. All right, we'll be listening here, and thanks for that. Back to Net Control. This is BK4DGM, Daryl in Brisbane.
Okay, thanks, Daryl, and thanks for joining us this week. And I think you said that you've listened to us before, so you know that we do this every week. So, you know, please feel free to come back next week or any other time. And I see that we have a new call sign popped up on my dashboard here, Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. That station is probably still hearing the Echolink greeting. And so I'll drag my feet a little bit, and then I will come back here and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you would like to learn more about SDF, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org and learn more about this public access Unix system where you can get a free account and do all kinds of neat stuff. So, AE7MR, we've been talking this week. We did not have a preset topic, but the topics that kind of came up during the conversation were YL-only activities like nets or clubs, that kind of thing. And I think 45 RPM records was also a topic that came up. So if you have any thoughts about those two subjects, those would be welcome. So, but also I want to welcome you to our net here. I think your name is Terry, so you're on the spot. You have the floor.
AB9FJ, I think that was your call. This is Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. I may have got your call sign wrong. But anyway, I'm in Junction City, Oregon, Willamette Valley, and sitting here in the retirement home that I've been put into due to a fall, not really a fall. I got down on the floor and couldn't get back up. Anyway, but I did about three Saturdays ago. I did fall and hurt my shoulder again. But I just allowed to pop in. It looks like I missed all of the other stuff here. I just had my worst meal. I took a pot pastry and put it in the bowl. And it's nasty stuff. Anyway, doing real good here. Not doing as good with my walking as I have been. And didn't get the ATF on the air again this weekend. However, I understand that the bands are really opening up, and so I'm going to have to do something, even if it's in the middle of the night. So anyway, good to hear everybody out there. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, Mr. Terry, the Junction City Senior Living Center, Junction City, Oregon, Mid-Willamette Valley. Back to the AE7MR.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Thanks for joining us this week, and sorry to hear about your fall. And all those issues there. So, but we do this every week at the same time. I'm thinking if you're in Oregon, it's 1940 local time here where I'm at. So I'm thinking it's 1740 where you are. So the net would be 1700, at least as long as daylight saving time lasts. Once daylight saving time ends, then it will go back to 1 hour earlier. So that would be 1600, I guess. So, I hope I get that right. Doing it on the fly. So, thank you for joining us. Let me see if there are any new stations on the dashboard here. And I do not see any. But I see the ham conference is still connected, so let me make one more call for any stations on the ham conference who would like to join us. Please call now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard from the ham conference, so it's up to rechecks or any additional comments that anyone has. So if you want to add something to your previous comments, call now.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo.
Okay, go ahead, Terry.
87, you know, I forgot about it, but I wanted to the topic. I enjoy listening to the YL net. I grabbed the one that's on the here on the one of the conferences. I forget which one it is, but the best one I ever caught was on 40 meters. I can't remember the frequency, and every one of them was an extra class. So you heard alpha this, alpha that, alpha, alpha, alpha. Every time they passed it, it was always an extra class call. It was great, and that. But yeah, I enjoy listening to the fairer voices on the radio. That's for sure, and that yeah. But where my comment from the dinner came from is I am a master chef, and I detest things that come to my table to where I can't squeeze, like a carrot. I can't squeeze the carrot between if you can't squeeze a carrot between your fingers, it's just not done. Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to try, like I said earlier, I'm going to try to get the HF on. I got the FT818, and I discovered why I wasn't getting out the last year or so. It's because the microphone has to be completely set into the bottom of the push-in receiver on this silly thing. Otherwise, you don't get no receive. Your radio shows that you're transmitting, but I got a feeling that it wasn't. Anyway, so once we get back into the swing of things, we'll be back on the air, maybe I'll be able to make some contacts finally. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, back to net.
Okay, so well, thanks again, Terry. And I see a new station has joined us, Kilo Bravo Zero, Romeo Oscar Tango. Now that call sign sounds familiar. I think you've been here before, haven't you? Oh, he's disconnected. Oh, sorry. Okay, so then I'm back to looking for rechecks or additional comments. Okay, nothing heard, so I think that means we're running out of steam here, and it's about time to wrap things up. So let me scroll down here. Final call for rechecks or comments for our net this week. Okay, I think this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0045 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I think there's still the DMR talk group for SDF, 31650, if you're into DMR. Otherwise, we'll be hanging out, at least I will, in the Anon radio room in COM on SDF. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, clearing with TechLink Conference, AE7MR, is off frequency. Have a great radio day. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, is clear.